Hello again, peeps, all my friends in the hood. Well, while I'm thinking about this, and actually remembering to do so, I'd like to talk about a couple discoveries that I've recently made regarding Audio Boom that I thought might be of interest to some of you. First of all, you may already know this if you listen to Meloniac Potu, and if you don't listen to Melanie, well, you really should, because she's truly a lovely person. Audio Boom no longer attaches dates to the posts that we make. Now, I find this rather annoying, because I like to know exactly when I posted something. But if you go to one of your posts on the site now, it'll say something like, posted 2 days ago, or approximately 1 year ago, or 2 years ago, or whatever the case may be. So, Melanie mentioned in a recent post that she's thinking of adding dates to the titles of any posts that she makes in future. And I think I'm going to adopt that procedure as well. As I've mentioned on multitudinous previous occasions, and hence do not need to belabor the point, my short-term memory has become abso-bloomin-lutely deplorable. So I'm hoping that if I start adding dates to the titles of my posts, that may help me remember more clearly when certain events took place and what actually occurred during them. This will also then permit me to search through my posts more easily, because I'll be able to search by date as well as by hashtag or title. So that's something that you might want to try if, like myself, you prefer to keep track of when you actually posted something. The other thing that I'd like to discuss applies only to iPhone users and VoiceOver users. So if you're not an iPhone user, feel free to disregard the rest of this post. I am finding the Audio Boom app for the iPhone in its present incarnation more and more frustrating to use. It's clunky as heck, at least on my phone. It's slow to load, and it has a tendency to freeze on occasion. So what I normally do these days is use the website on my computer to listen to posts and send comments. But my poor computer's fan is dying, and it gets really hot if I use it a lot, so I'm trying not to use it a great deal at the moment until I can get it looked at. As a consequence, I decided to try negotiating the Audio Boom website with Safari on my iPhone yesterday, and I discovered, to my great joy, that it is perfectly accessible. So if you prefer not to use the app, fear not. There is hope. Spread the good word, brothers and sisters. There is hope for the future. If you want to try using Safari to navigate the Audio Boom website, or Firefox if that's your browser of choice, what you'll want to do is open up said browser and go to the address field and type in the following address: www.audioboom.com/booz/followed. You'll then need to log in, but you can have the site remember your password if you so choose, and that might make things easier. Now, if you're a VoiceOver user, you'll want to navigate by heading to get past all the unwanted crap at the top of the screen, such as hot channels and podcasts and all that nonsense. But once you get past the first few headings, you will come to your followed posts. So, you double tap on the name of a post you want to listen to, and then you look for the Play Audio button and double tap on that. All going well, as it should, your audio should then begin to play. You'll also find that each page with a post on it contains a text field in which, guess what, you can comment away to your heart's content if you so desire. I was able to successfully send comments on the website using Safari both yesterday and today. Now, I'm really wishing that I had brought my Bluetooth keyboard with me to my parents' place, because that would make things a lot easier, but I didn't realize how much I'd actually be using my iPhone. so I left the Bluetooth keyboard at home. Oh well, I can dictate comments, I guess, if I get sick and tired of typing on the iPhone's keyboard. Anyhow, I hope this was actually helpful to some of you, and do let me know how things go if you decide to try this out.